Welcome to the Reassurance Podcast, brought to you by BCU Risk Advisors, your go-to podcast for all things related to personal insurance. Whether you're navigating the complexities of auto, home, health, or life insurance, our show is here to provide you with expert insights, practical tips, and valuable advice to help you make informed decisions. I'm your host, Chelsea Rabelais, an industry-leading insurance broker for successful individuals and families. We will be breaking down the complexities of insurance into simplified and straightforward language, empowering you to protect what matters most with confidence. All right. So today I have Janessa Vanderheiden from Monoline, which is a Monoline umbrella policy insurance carrier. And Janessa and I have known each other for, you know, many, many years. She worked at a wholesaler prior to joining Monoline. So I just feel like she is really well versed in the personal insurance world. And I just feel so honored that she is our first guest on the Reassurance Podcast. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I think we've known each other since, God, like 2017. I think that's when I started at the other.
I think you're right.
That's crazy.
I know. I was going to say, I think I've known you for like a decade, but then I didn't want to age either of us. But
oh, no.
Here we are.
Here we are. I'm so glad that we still can work with each other too.
I know.
I'm online. So happy to be here.
Yeah. So just talking about like you and me knowing each other for a long time and, you know, you working at a wholesaler prior to joining Monoline, can you share like a little bit with like me and our listeners, like your background and really what led you into insurance and underwriting specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually started my first insurance job at State Farm. Right after college, I went to Illinois State University. So State Farm headquarters is there. So I think it's really easy for people to just kind of move into that realm after you graduate. So I was in auto underwriting there for about 2 years. And then after that, I moved into Chicago and I got an opportunity to work as a personal lines assistant underwriter at Burns and Wilcox. And then eventually moved up to being the underwriter there. I was at Burns and Wilcox for about 7 years, and that's where you and I met. And then I didn't really know much about the E&S market, especially coming from State Farm, didn't know that there were other niches and pockets of insurance, really. So moving into Burns, it really opened up a new world of insurance to me, and I kind of just fell in love with this E&S market, the harder-to-place risks. And so that was really fun. Learned so much there. Had amazing mentors at Burns and Wilcox. And then last year, well, I guess it would have been almost a year and a half now, I met the two co-founders, Ben and Jared, at Monoline and had just kind of been in talks with them. And so I made the move over to Monoline last April. So I am coming up on my 1 year at Monoline, which has been great. But definitely compared to a wholesaler, it is very nice to just kind of be focusing on one product now, just the umbrella, versus having all those other lines. So it's been a really fun move and I get to do cool stuff like this now too.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'd always wanted to ask you that question. It was like you had seen so many things and you kind of had to be like a little bit of an expert in like a bunch of different specialties. And then like the shift in the personal insurance market went from like, you know, standard market to like mostly E&S at Burns. So it was like people were relying so heavily on you. And it's probably refreshing to really like dive into a product, like you said.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so nice to find the expertise in just one product too, especially with, I mean, we're in such a hard market right now. Everything is changing on the homeowner side. Everything's kind of splitting up and going into these monoline lanes. So you have
exactly
the flood now, you have earthquake, umbrellas next, you have collection. So it is really fun to take a step back from all those products and really just focus on the umbrella market. And so I can bring that expertise and knowledge to all of our clients too, because umbrellas are becoming so much more relevant now, right? So being able to really dive into this topic and not only educate myself more on it, I'm able to now spread that to all of my agents that I work with too.
Yeah. And just for like our listeners who don't know what a personal umbrella policy is really just like an extra layer of liability protection that goes beyond the limits of your homeowner's policy, your auto policy, and other primary insurance policies. It helps cover legal fees, settlements, and judgments if you're sued for damages that exceed your underlying policy liability limits. And like you said, they've always been important, but I feel like the environment that we're in the U.S., like it's just so much more litigious now. So, you know, things that were small things previously are, you know, blowing up into these really large settlements. And, you know, I really do want to talk about just like Monoline as an insurance carrier. Like what makes, you know, before Monoline entered the market, you know, I can only really think of like maybe one or two competitors or carriers that I would go to previously for Monoline umbrellas.
Yeah.
But like Monoline as a carrier, is there anything that you want to touch on that makes Monoline unique compared to like traditional umbrella providers like the standalone providers that I just referenced?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I'm always going to be a bit biased on Monoline because I work for them.
Yeah, naturally, for sure.
Naturally. And I'm just so passionate about what our co-founders have done and are trying to build this carrier to be. So I think also kind of going back to your point about that there really wasn't that many Monoline carriers before this, everything used to be packaged. So I don't think people even realized that umbrellas were really important until we got to this point in this hard market where those packages are starting to be broken apart. And those umbrellas are one of the first products that get lost because people just don't really know what to do with that. So I think to kind of give you a little background on how Monoline even got started, our four co-founders, Ben Phillips, Jared Blakestead, Carson Kipfer, and Greg Blasco, they really saw this need for technology, actually. That's kind of what started it. And then the first thing was Jared created he had his own agency, Blakestead Insurance, where Ben also worked. And they just saw firsthand how their AEs were struggling so much with super outdated technology. You couldn't get a hold of any underwriter to talk to. Everything was agency bill. Everything was sent through the mail. It was just super inefficient. So I think when they met Carson and Greg, who are our marketing and IT guys, they were just like, we need to bring something to the insurance space that has this new school technology, but also brings back those old school values of being there for your agents. And I think that's where Monoline really stands out, right? We have an amazing product as well, but where we really shine in this space is we want to be an agent ally again. We want to be that carrier where people can pick up the phone and they can talk to me as an underwriter. They can ask me questions. And again, going back to that expertise part of really diving into just the umbrella space, I'm able to now provide that because I'm able to focus just on that for my clients as well. So Monoline was kind of started on the fact that we wanted to make it a more efficient and seamless process for our agents. So before we even created Monoline, the four guys created a customer council of about 100 agents, ranging from your really big agencies all the way to your small mom and pop shops. And I think that's another thing that really makes us stand out is we went straight to you guys as agents to ask what you guys needed from us. And I think sometimes carriers forget to do that. They create these products and then they just assume that that's what the clientele needs right now. When in reality, we don't know what you guys need in this market. We can make assumptions all day, but if we created this platform and this product for you guys based on the assumption, sometimes that couldn't even work for you. So they created this customer council and just asked everybody in a platform, out of a carrier and out of the people you're working with, what would you want out of that? And that is how we built Monoline. So you'll see in our platform, if people ever jump into monoline.com, how simple it is and the ease of quoting and binding and managing a policy, that's what we built Monoline on. Again, we're not trying to revolutionize this umbrella product itself. I think, Chelsea, you've been in the industry for so long, you can attest to the umbrella product hasn't really changed that much in a space, but it's more so that customer service piece of people just want to talk to a human again. As much as things can be automated, when the worst thing can happen in your life, if you get into a major car accident or your house is burning down, one of the first people that you're calling is your insurance agent, and you need that empathetic side of them. And we just wanted to bring that back to the industry too.
Yeah, I know. I totally can see that in your website, because it is extremely easy to navigate. And I do think that from the chair that I sit in as an agent, just being able to kind of fly through a quote and have it be accurate and exactly what the customer needs. That's what we need. We sometimes joke, I feel like, every carrier that comes out with a new system, it's worse than the last one. But this one is you did it once, you got the feedback, which is so important. And it is a fantastic system. So kudos for you all for really asking agents what they need, because everything just takes so much more time now, whether you're doing an umbrella or flood policy. So it's super, super easy. So that is definitely the truth.
And kudos to Greg and Carson for building this platform too. But I think it's just so important to note that we understand you as agents. You guys have so much on your plate already. So if we're able to take one of those products from you guys and just save you hours of time in a week to be able to just jump in there and do it on your own, that's exactly why we're here too. So I think it's been really cool to be a part of Monoline from the start, because again, we are a startup company. So starting out with them and watching this product grow, I feel like it's like my baby now. And I'm like, you're flourishing, you're growing, and you're doing so well. And all the feedback we get from agents is, wow, we didn't realize how much we needed this in the space right now, or we didn't realize how much time we're actually saving using you guys. So it's just been really cool to be a part of that in general too.
Yeah. And so I know we're talking about umbrellas on this episode today, but we are also talking just about Monoline as a company in general. So what's next for you all? Are you thinking about any other products to revolutionize an easy platform
with? Yeah, we have some super exciting things happening. We will always stay in the umbrella space. Mm-hmm. We'll never, venture out to homeowners or anything like that. We know our lane, and umbrellas is what we're in, liability is what we're going to stick with. But we do have some super exciting products coming out soon. So in the next couple weeks, maybe in the next month or so, we're going to be launching our excess product. So right now we are just that primary layer up to 5 mil limits. We do take a look at, your target risk, LLCs, trust, Airbnbs. We're okay with all of that stuff. But I think one of the biggest needs in this market right now is those higher limits. And you see so many people pulling back from those limits, or just creating so many more limitations on their policy. It's really cool that we came in at a time where we can provide something for people. I think also we are 100% reinsured by Convex Insurance. They're AM Best rated. We have a really good relationship with that company too. Kind of jumping back to Ben and Jared, they created a carrier called Open Track Insurance, which is if your client ever had their own personal call that they wanted to take out to the racetrack, they could get day insurance through them. But Convex is the one that underwrote that product as well. So we have a really long-lasting relationship with them. So I think with that, it's just we have the capacity to start building all these new products within Monoline as well. So excess over our Monoline product up to 10 mil limits is going to be coming shortly. And then we will eventually have an excess over third-party product. So that will be, if your client has a primary umbrella with another carrier, and you want us to just come sit on top of that up to 10 mil limits, we're going to have that one. And then we will eventually have a true ENS product. Can't really say too much on that one right now, but it is in the works. So it is really fun to see these products being launched and being a part of writing these products too with Monoline. I'm kind of being the first underwriter here. We're trying to build Monoline to be this underwriting carrier. So not only have I stepped into this new space of a startup and just focusing on one product, but I'm also now being a part of creating the products that we're launching. So yeah, Monoline is just, we're cruising right now. We have some really cool things on the horizon for us.
So those two products you mentioned, like the ENS one and the excess over, you know, umbrella or excess over X, we call it.
Yeah.
Those are so, so needed. I feel like
so needed.
Weekly, daily, people are like, oh, I need an additional five. And you're just kind of like, okay, did you go to these two other carriers? Yes. Did they say no? Or whatever it is. Like maybe they didn't say no, but their turnaround time is horrendous, these other competitors of yours. So it's definitely needed. So we can't wait for those to launch. I know you'll be super successful with those as well, but it's just really exciting. And then talk to me about like your states. Are you in, remind me what states you're in again and how many states you're available in right now?
Yep. So the only states that we are not writing in right now are Florida, New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Oregon, Kentucky, and then we will never go live in Alaska. I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know how much people are seeing in Alaska, but not gonna jump there. But all of those states will be available. Florida's kind of a different, I mean, you know, Florida.
It's different animal, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different animal. So don't want to speak too much on Florida, but those other states, they're all gonna be available soon, but they are gonna be on our non-admitted product too.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, those are all launching here within the next couple months. So Monoline's going to have a big blow up here too, which is, again, just so fun to be a part of. And I think I was actually just down at a conference in Florida and just talking to agents about being this new carrier coming into this space, seeing them light up and be just being so excited that in this time where so many markets are pulling back capacity, tightening up their guidelines, it feels like we're like kind of bringing this light back to the excess space of here we are, but we're also being really smart about underwriting. We don't want to be that carrier, you know, that takes everything and then in a couple of years, everybody has to remarket everything.
So, and thank you so much for not being that carrier.
Yes, I know. And it's so important to note that because we don't want to be that. We want to be the stable carrier in the insurance industry to help people. We don't want this to be a crash and burn type of mark or carrier for you all. So that's why we're building Monoline to be this underwriting carrier because we want to bring really, really well-knowledge underwriters over to us to help build this out so that you guys always can count on us too.
Yeah. And like, I mean, you are fantastic and I don't know how they get better than you, but they can try hiring better than you. But like within Monoline, I just like want to note that like you offer, you know, really streamlined quoting processing, you have online payment processing, and you can do a credit card if you want to pay some fees associated, but that is like a huge glow up from like other Monoline umbrella carriers. Yeah. So that's super fantastic. And I know you all download into our agency management systems, which is awesome. And then one thing I also really like is that you have automated renewal reminders that are really helpful. They can just kind of like, so you don't, with everything going on, like you said, in this market and all these like forms to fill out and whatever we're doing at that point in time, like you remind us. So like you're really on our team, it feels like, which is a breath of fresh air, really.
Yeah. And I think that's something that I wanted to bring when I moved over to Monoline is I wanted to bring this fresh perspective on underwriters because I think underwriters can sometimes get bad reps or they just are like, we can't ever get a hold of them or they never try to meet us in the middle. And I think my whole vision for underwriting here at Monoline is We never want to work against our agents. We want to work with you guys. So I think that's so important to note too, is that in a world where things can be very black and white and you need to like follow the guidelines, obviously, but being an underwriter also means you get the ability to work with your clients to come up with the best solution for them. And what the biggest thing is communication, right? And so I think that's one thing that I've learned is picking up the phone and talking to your agent and say, hey, I don't know your client, so tell me about that. Like, if you have a long-lasting relationship with them, if they've been with you for years and you have a really good relationship with them, I want to know that too. I don't want to know just what's on the application, because anybody can underwrite off an application, right? But you guys are the ones that know your clients best. So if there's a time where there's a tough risk on your desk and you just need to talk to somebody, I want to be that underwriter for you. I want to be that person that, again, works with you, not against you.
I think that's like a mic drop moment. I mean, yeah. That's so great.
It's just like you see it so often that people, I mean, like we've said multiple times already, we're in a hard market. People are stressed out. They're stressed out about capacity. Nobody's in a good mood. Like, I want to bring some of that fun back to insurance where it's just like, okay, let's work together and come up with a solution together. Again, still want to underwrite it correctly and make sure that we're putting the right risks in our product, because at the end of the day, what agents are submitting to us, that's what's making our product successful. But I think it's just, again, so important to bring back those old school values of being there for your agents and being able to talk on the phone or go in and visit them and see what they have on their desk. I feel like obviously with COVID too, and everybody working remote, it's so hard to get into agency offices, but I know I'm coming into Chicago next week to see you guys.
Hey, can't wait.
I'm just so excited to bring that back to the space. I know Rachel Crump, who is our transfer manager, her and I have been traveling so much, and Ben and Jared as well, because we want that face-to-face interaction again. I think that's so important because that's how you build trust. And we care about our agents. We want to know what your kids are up to and what you guys do on your free time too. It doesn't need to be just about work, because you're building that trusting relationship with them as well.
Yeah, I agree with you, because even like for me seeing my clients, it's not as easy to see them in person anymore.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to see two of mine last week in Arizona. And I agree with you, seeing clients, like whether it's your clients, agents, or my clients, like policyholders, there's nothing like it. And you see them and like different things come up and you see just like you get to know them better. And again, it's just, there's nothing that can replace that. So, you know, I know some companies are swinging like completely the other direction where it's like back in the office all the time. And I don't know if I can do that, but, but it's really nice to see clients again. Okay. Well, thank you so much for like everything you've shared with us today. You've like, you know, not only brought like a happy moment in my day, but just like you like sharing all this stuff makes me want to go in there and quote Model Line. But I want to end this interview really by just doing like a rapid fire personal question. It's not there's not too many of them, but I just want some of our listeners to get a sense of like who you are, and some of these questions outline that. So here we go with the rapid fire question. So are you a coffee or tea gal?
Coffee.
So I can kind of guess the answer to this one. Are you early bird or night owl?
I am a night owl.
I figured. Yeah, it's so cool. Okay. So what book has had the biggest impact on you?
This one was a tough one for me, but there's one book that I always go back to, and it's called Tuesdays with Maury. I read it in high school.
Tearjerker.
I had such a tearjerker, but every time I think about that book, I'm just like, it always just like touches me.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah.
If you could travel anywhere tomorrow, where would you go?
Oh, I think right now I really want to go back to Rome. One of my best friends just got married there at the end of last summer, and it was amazing. And I just want to spend, if I could spend just like a month in Rome, I think I would be so happy.
Oh, so one of my other girlfriends said that wants to go back to Rome. I saw her last weekend and she was like, I want to go to Rome. But she's been a bunch of times. So it makes me want to go to Rome now that you've said it too.
Yeah, I just loved the energy there. And I was like, I feel like I really resonate with the Italian people there.
No, yeah, that lifestyle, like the long nap and a lot of red wine. I connect to that too.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about working in insurance and make it something that people like wouldn't necessarily expect about the insurance industry?
Yeah, it's so funny. And I feel like you probably get this energy from me, but I love talking to people. So I think it's all the conferences that I get to go to. And then just to be able to meet everybody that I'm working with or people that are on like in other carriers or on the agency side too. I know PRMA, we've been to a few times together, Chelsea. And I love that energy at conferences. And I think you just get to know everybody in the industry. And then you also get to hear what else is happening in other fields. And you like can bounce back on ideas. I think I've met some of my best friends in the insurance industry and world. And I love all the people you get to meet through it.
That's a great answer. I agree with you. It's great to like, you know, you when you go to conferences, you probably see like us, your clients. But when I go to those conferences, I get to see like my peers. And it's just fun connecting and learning like about how other people do things or about their businesses. So, but thank you so much for your time today. I just really, really appreciate it. You're my first guest on the podcast.
I love that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for bearing with me. I'm getting used to this interview style, but it feels like just like a conversation with you just because I've known you for so long.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy with you. I'm just so happy to be here and that you wanted me on too.
Yay. Well, thanks again.